coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. You know, we've been sharing on the famous prayer that most believers pray everywhere in the world. And most of them call it the closing benediction. We use it in most meetings when we close. And we say, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship or the communion of the Holy Ghost. Some even add the word sweet to it. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us. And then we all say amen. And before we finish the amen, we're running out the doors. So, we began looking into that prayer from Wednesday night. We got to talking about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we extended some of that into last night. And we picked up from somewhere on the love of God. So we're going to stretch that into tonight and then pick from there. We'll get right into the last part of it, the communion of the Holy Ghost. Because I told you, tomorrow night is going to be healing night. I haven't prayed for the sick yet, you know that? I didn't pray for the sick day before yesterday. I didn't pray for the sick yesterday. But lots of people got healed. You saw a lot of miracles. Praise God for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's turn to that opening scripture one more time. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. From verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Can you all read that together? One, two, go. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. He said, be with you. He's telling you that the grace of Jesus can be with you. You know, you were saved by grace. Now he says, in blessing you, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And I told you what grace is. It's the beauty of God in your life. It's the glory of God in your life that causes increase, that produces promotion. It gives you progress. It makes you fly where others are crawling. It is the grace that opens doors. You understand? It is that supernatural something that when it is with you, anything is possible. Everything you do turns into success. And they can't understand it. Did you ever read about a king in the Bible, King Uzziah? The Bible says King Uzziah was marvelously helped till he was strong. He was marvelously helped. You know what it is to be marvelously helped. In other words, God helped him so much, everybody marveled. They wondered at this king. Everything he did turned into success. You know, there are a lot of people who are concerned about how he ended up, but that's not the best part of the story. Cream your stories. You understand that? I tell people, cream your dreams. If you dreamt in the nighttime that you were driving a car and then suddenly it turned into a bicycle, I said, leave the bicycle for the devil and you pick the car. Cream your dreams. I know some of you love bicycles. I don't mean to say I'm not running down bicycles. Well, anyway, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be engulfed in that grace. Anything you do will turn into success. Anything you do, when you are involved in that thing, it's got to work. That's the life I live, as I'm telling you about it. If I get involved in it, it's got to work out. You know why? Because the only reason I can get involved in it is when the grace of God pours to it. So you can function in the grace. You can walk in that light, in that glory. When the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they carried their own atmosphere. You can catch that? They carried their own cloud. Do you understand that now? So, we do not... See, a lot of Christians have to get certain things straight. One of the problems is they don't study the Bible. They have no time for the Bible. Even a lot of preachers. A lot of preachers, they're too busy for the Bible. Too busy. And so, many of us have a lot of assumptions. We just assume it's okay. We assume it's this way or it's that way. We do not enter into the presence of God. I stopped that song many years ago in our ministry. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. What do you mean? We stopped singing that song. David had it, but we don't sing that song anymore. The day you were born again, you were born into the very presence of God. That's where you dwell. That's where you live. You don't enter into the presence of God. I live in the presence of God. I carry the presence of God with me. They say, all right, now we're going to worship God and we're going to enter into. Where are you coming from? See, these things look small. This is very far from mere semantics. This is reality. This is knowledge. Let me read you something. You see, Ephesians, turn to Ephesians. Did I ask you to open anywhere else and I haven't read it? No, not yet. Alright, turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Let me just give you something quick. We got reading part of this yesterday. Chapter 3, from verse 14. Are you there? Okay. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened, invigorated, you understand, with might, that's dunamis, by his spirit in the inner man. He says to be strengthened, invigorated, with miracle working power. Alright? In your system. He says by the spirit in your inner man. He didn't say by the spirit in church. By the spirit in your inner man. The miracle working power is in you. Power to change things. Now remember in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 when Jesus said to his disciples, he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What is power? Power is the dynamic ability to cause changes. Power to effect change. You understand? Now Jesus said he shall receive the power to cause changes. Now, if you want changes in your body, you want changes in your family, you want changes in your job, you want changes in your finances, whatever it is, he said you shall receive the dynamic power, inherent power, to effect changes. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, he says, I pray to God that he will grant you to be strengthened, invigorated, with might, with this power. Why does he use the word might this time? He uses a different synonym, the same Greek word, dunamis, where power comes from. But this time, he uses the word might. Why does he choose the word might? He says to be strengthened with might. He's separated. Look, he's not, the Bible says the scriptures have been given to us with words carefully chosen of the Holy Ghost. Let me show you something. If you had a metal, maybe a steel member here, and you were told to bend it, they would calculate the strength. We talk about strength of materials. All right? Hello? Okay. I'm an architect. That's the, I reason that way. Strength of materials. Okay? Now, the strength of that material has been calculated. And now, you are asked to bend it. When you take that steel member, and you go, you have demonstrated might over strength.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.